This half hour of the iWorkframe radio broadcast is brought to you by Nepsis. When you invest with clarity, you have better wealth and a better life. Clarity is the single largest challenge keeping investors from achieving more. Visit Nepsis online at nepsiscapital.com.
Who do you work for?
You work for someone.
Are you just there for the paycheck?
Your clients, your boss, your family, your car payment, yourself, or your Lord?
What if God has more for you at your 9 to 5?
Each one of us has a calling. Have you heard this before? Your workplace is your mission field, wherever that may be. You're either all in or all out. Are you for Him?
Hey, Jim, who do you work for?
I work for Him. I work for Jesus Christ.
Welcome to I Work for Him. Join the I Work for Him Nation at iworkforhim.com. That's iwork4him.com. And now your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg.
Broadcasting from the heart of the I Work for Him Nation and cities around the United States, you've tuned into the fastest 1 hour in Christian talk radio. Hey, thanks for tuning into I Work for Him this afternoon. We're so glad you've tuned in. Please make sure you check us out online at iworkforhim.com. That's iwork4him.com. Out there, you can access all of our archives, our podcasts, our weekly blogs that I send out there. Just lots of different ways for you to interact with us. Also to find out what events, upcoming events we're going to be attending. We've got lots of different events we're attending all year long. Maybe you can meet us at one of those events. I think probably one of the biggest things, Martha, we want to make sure people know that this month of September, we are asking you to become one of 367. As our I Work for Him listener audience, we are looking for 367 partners in this ministry to commit to $100 a month for 3 years in order to help support our ministry, get it fully funded so that we can start bringing I Work for Him to cities across the United States. Go out to iworkforhim.com and click on the Donate Now button, and you'll get a lot more information. Martha, is there something else they should do when they're out there?
You know what? They can check out the nation flag. They can call us on our listener line. There's so many options, but really browse around and see it for yourself. iworkforhim.com.
All right. This will come as no shock to you, but there are more women in the workplace than men. And when I'm talking about that, I'm talking about 55% of the paid workforce is women. And what we've noticed over the last 5.5 years of being on the air here in I Work for Him is that the majority of the workplace focused ministries are discipling men, but very few women. We want our audience to know where to go if you're a woman and you're looking to be discipled. And we have been looking for ministry partners across the country. Now, many times, a couple, two, three, maybe 10 on I Work for Him, we've mentioned the ministry of Forward Women, forwardwomen.org. And we've had Diane Patterson on the air, but we want to make sure that you knew in more detail. So we're going to spend this whole week focusing on Forward Women and the stories of six plus ladies who are out there in the workplace and how they're connecting their faith and their work and what it looks like to be a woman connecting faith and work in the marketplace, in their workplace. And so we just are so excited about spending this whole week. Now, Diane Patterson, she's the founder and president of Forward Women. She's a Harvard MBA graduate, which, you know, frankly is just stinking awesome because I would love to get an MBA and I would just take one from the local store down the street, let alone having to go to Harvard. She's a former global executive of two Fortune 500 companies and one Fortune 1000 company and serves as an independent director for two corporations and four not-for-profits. Diane Patterson with Forward Women, welcome back to I Work for Him.
Thanks, Jim and Martha. It's so wonderful to get to be with you today.
We're just excited to have you. We're so excited to be focusing all week long on Forward Women. Diane, it's been a while since we've had you on the air. Why don't you just start off with, just because it seems like it's probably been a couple of years, how did you come to be a follower of Jesus?
You know, I grew up on a farm in Oregon, and I had a mother and father that were faithful believers, and I grew up in a small little Harrisburg Christian church, and it has just been a part of my life. All my life, but I really came to have a personal relationship with Jesus when I went to graduate school.
Wow, that's fantastic. So, you know, let's just jump into it. What caused you to start Forward Women? You're an executive, you've run big, big companies. What caused you to start Forward Women?
Yeah, really, Jim, there are five reasons. I mean, first of all, I was in the C-suite of two Fortune 500s and one Fortune 1000 company, and I was the only woman every time. Mm-hmm. And I looked around and said, you know, what's wrong with this? There's other women that work just as hard or harder, are just as smarter, and smarter, you know, and I felt really alone. So number one, I felt alone in the workplace. Second, I felt alone at my church, and I love my church. Mm-hmm. But they didn't really understand my gifts in leadership, the things they expected me to do or asked me to do, or make tater tot casserole for the Wednesday night, you know, buffet.
But let's not downplay tater tot casserole, please. Let's not downplay.
Now I know what he's going to want me to make this weekend.
Let's not downplay
right?
that, Diane. Out of full respect for you, we have to have respect for the tater tot casserole.
But that wasn't her strongest thing.
I get that. I just want to make sure we're not downplaying tater tot casserole. That's all.
Well, and my gifting is really in leadership.
Yeah.
So, you know, I felt alone at church. I looked the same as other women at church, but my gifting was different than the things my church expected me to want to do. Mm-hmm. So number two, felt alone at church. Number three, I knew in this crazy life of, you know, being at work, being married, having four children in a blended family, I needed some help on earth, not only through my strength in our good Lord, but also through women that shared the same life as I did. And so I formed a group of five of us that met every 3 weeks in my 40s. And we were all in the workplace, were married or were married or had been married, and all had children and walked through life together. So The third was I realized how important it was to have authentic community with other women like me. So alone at work, alone at church, I knew I needed an authentic community. Then the fourth, the word confidence. So when I was the global head of corporate outsourcing for CBRE, my largest account, I needed to have a new account team put in. Great people working on the account, but it was time for a new account team. And when we put out the job opportunity, everybody that applied was a male. And so I went to a woman who was running our second largest account. Her name was Lisa. And I said, "Lisa, why are you not applying?" And her response was, "Do you really think I could do that?" And so confidence. I saw that I really needed it to help women see what they didn't believe. And so alone at work, alone at church, need authentic community, wanted to help women reach their God-given potential with confidence. And the fifth, which then I said, there's something here. So I checked out the statistics, you know, what's going on? And in our lifetime, Jim, Martha, and me, I mean, in our lifetime, three big things happen. The percent of women who are in the workplace with children under 18 changed almost 30 percentage points. The women in workplace that had college degrees went from 6% in 1983 to 60% in 2017. So much more educated. And third, primary breadwinners of their families went from 11% to 40%. So there was the data behind it all, that there was such a change that had happened, these demographic shifts, that no wonder I felt alone at work and alone at church, because churches and corporations really hadn't changed that much in my lifetime. So those were the five reasons. And Jim and Martha, you know, the one thing that was really alarming, Barna, who is the lead researcher in the faith-based community, did a study from 2005 to 2015. The percent of unchurched women had gone up 8%, and of the 46% that were unchurched, 85% of those women had belonged to a church. So women were leaving the church.
Yeah.
So all of that said to me, you need to look at helping somebody or starting this. So that was when I went to see Bob Buford at halftime, and we had a little chat.
And out of that came a book and a decision for you to start Forward Women. Is that correct?
Yes. I mean, first, Martha, what I did was I said, I'm going to just go help somebody. Mm-hmm. So I did my research around who's out there doing this. 1,200 marketplace ministries led by men, yeah, for men or for women. Guess how many were led by women for women beyond one single city?
How many?
Five.
Zero.
Oh. Wow.
This is in 2009.
Yes.
So that was when Bob said, well, you need to start this. You can build organizations and you need to write a book. And I said, that will be a miracle because I am not a writer. But he helped me with that, introduced me to the publisher and the ghostwriter, and off we went. And Forward got launched in 2011.
And we'll be right back with lots more from Diane Patterson from Forward Women, forwardwomen.org, forwardwomen.org. You're listening to I Work For Him with your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg. Do you dream about getting away with your spouse and escaping for a few days? Do you just want a little time to reconnect and enjoy a little sunshine? It's not too early to start thinking about planning time away with your spouse next winter.
We want to invite you to join us on our annual Cruise Your Way to a Better Marriage, brought to you by I Work For Him. We will be setting sail from Tampa Bay to Cozumel on Royal Caribbean Brilliance of the Seas, February of 2019, leaving on Valentine's Day. How romantic can it get?
Our main sessions will focus on ways to strengthen your marriage and grow closer to each other and to God. Breakout sessions will be geared to diving a little deeper, exploring biblical principles for marriages and the workplace.
With plenty of downtime to eat, relax, and connect with each other and the 20 other married couples, what's not to be excited about? Details are online at iworkforhim.com event page.
Register online at iworkforhim.com and let your boss know you'll be out for a few days in February because you'll be cruising your way to a better marriage. See you on the boat. That's iworkforhim.com, iwork4him.com. Welcome back to I Work For Him as Martha and I talk today about Forward Women. Hey, I think it's important for you to understand that that's the number forwardwomen.org, forwardwomen.org. And of course, we'll have the links on our Facebook page, on Instagram, when we post our articles and our podcasts on LinkedIn, as well as on our I Work For Him website. You can always find the link to the ministry or the person that we're interviewing during any day. That's forwardwomen.org. We've got Diane Patterson. She's the founder of Forward Women. And Diane, we're just so glad to have you back here on I Work For Him. It's so much fun.
Well, it's awesome to be with you guys. You're just such a leader in radio for the faith-based community. So thank you, Jim and Martha.
So we're pretty excited that all week long we are highlighting Forward Women and letting our listeners know about this amazing organization. You shared in the last segment about what led you to create it based on the needs that you saw, Diane. So give our listeners just a little bit of a picture of what Forward Women really is and then how women are connecting through what you have to offer. And realize we have all week, we'll be expanding on that, but you get to share, kick it off right.
Great. Well, our vision is to create a global community of Christian women in the workplace. Why? So we can help these women reach their God-given potential with confidence so they can be the light of Christ wherever they are. Mm-hmm. And we really do that three ways. We connect women through our digital community, which we have about 170,000 unique visitors that now come to our website, social media, or email. Mm. Second, as you kind of come down the funnel, we've got local groups in 24 cities that typically will meet on a monthly basis. Mm-hmm. And then you come down the neck of the funnel and we have a mentor program. So it's one-on-one over 10 weeks. It's a 6-hour commitment that we have senior level women mentoring other women. And we've had 375 pairs go through that. And the one thing I'll just add is we've had 15 that have been outside of the United States. So Australia, Japan, Hong Kong, the UK, because we do it over Skype or over Zoom.
Mm-hmm. So that's one of the key things for our listeners, because maybe they're not in a city that yet has a Forward Women local group, but they can start connecting through your digital content and through maybe getting connected and being part of the mentoring program. So we want to make sure people go to forwardwomen.org, and that's the number 4, and check it out for themselves. First, look for a city near you to see if there is a group, and then take it from there. I know that our listeners will not be disappointed by the things that they find. Diane, you said that you have found that there are now organizations that are kind of coming alongside of you as Forward Women. And what does that look like? What do you mean?
So we have a couple churches, one in Dallas, Texas, and one in Austin, that actually saw our resources and said, why would we create this when it's already done? And they just have links right on their website. It took us less than a week to get them on there. So if women need resources, it connects right into our digital content. If they want to be mentored, it connects them right into our mentor program. And if there's a local group in that city, it connects them right into our local group page for that city. So we have two churches that are doing that. Willow Creek has us putting on a 6-session series at their Barrington campus this fall that we've done 2 other times around the book, Work, Love, Pray. And then we have 2 other churches that actually have local groups actually operating as a part of their small groups at their church, one in Nashville Forest Hills Baptist Church and one in San Jose Gateway City Church. So churches are reaching out to us, and then we've started to have corporations, and what they're really interested in is our mentor program.
I'm sure. I mean, it is such a desperate need in today's society. As we talk with Diane Patterson, founder of Forward Women, boy, I'd like you to check it out online. Forwardwomen.org. That's the number 4, wordwomen.org. Diane Patterson, I like stories. Tell me a story. Tell me, like, the most remarkable, transformational story outside of yours that you've witnessed in the last, since 2011 when you founded Forward Women. Tell me a story of a phenomenal lady that was just touched by your ministry and is changing the world today.
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you, I could go on and on, so I'll just pick a couple, but just think of 3 parts of your life: your spiritual, your relational, and then your work. So I'll start with spiritual. That will be a shorter story. But we had a woman in Hong Kong, mentored by a woman in Portland, Oregon. And she said on our final closing call, when I started this mentor program, Jesus was in my head. Marley, my mentor, helped me move Jesus into my heart. And I just thought that was such a wonderful sentence about what we hope to be used by God for at Forward.
Mm-hmm. Love that.
Makes it all worthwhile when that happens.
Yes. Around the relational side, and both of these women have shared their stories, and I can give you the link to one of them, but we've had 2 marriages. One who she was ready to file for divorce when she entered our mentor program. And somehow, divinely, God brought us to pair her with someone that looked like a great career coach, but she ended up to be a crisis counselor and actually figured out that they had an abusive marriage, got them into counseling, and Jennifer told us, now I have a 28-year healthy marriage. So she was ready to file for divorce, and Mary Claire and her husband, Clint, were actually separated with 2 small children. And after being involved with Forward through not only our digital community, local group, and mentor program, she announced at one of our local group meetings that they were renewing their vows in 2 weeks. So we've had 2 marriages that we know of. And, you know, hopefully there's a lot more out there that we've been able to have a positive impact with God working through our mentor program. And then we have a wonderful story about a woman in Portland, Oregon, Liz Bohannon, and this is around work. She started a company in Uganda called Seiko Designs. The purpose was to enable women in Uganda to have a chance to go to college. She saw, as being a English teacher there, that the women weren't able to go to college. So she thought, if I start a company that will give them jobs and I hold back some of their salary, then when they have enough, we can get them to college. Well, through our mentor program, she was mentored by a woman who is a managing partner of an investment banking firm when she was going to take the company to the next level. And that mentor introduced her to three CEOs of multi-level marketing companies because she saw Liz needed to change her business model and move it towards more of a home party model because of the story versus in boutiques. Liz's company tripled in size in 2017. And we have a link about Liz's story. But so now over 100 women in Uganda have had the chance to go to college.
What's your dream for the future? As you look at Forward Women going forward, what is it that you'd love to see? Diane Patterson, founder of Forward Women. Find them online, forwardwomen.org. The number forwardwomen.org.
Well, that's a great question, Jim. I mean, the opportunity, women that are in our audience, there are 10 million in the United States. And you heard me say that we reach 170,000 through the three different ways that we reach women.
That's amazing.
So we're less than 2% of that market. So there is a huge, huge opportunity to be 50 times our size. And that's just the United States.
Right. How exciting. And how, you know, you have a lot of wonderful foundation in place. And so we really hope that our listeners that are intrigued by this and see that they may have that personal need, that loneliness, that lack of confidence, the things that you talked about, and looking for that connection, that they will connect with Forward Women and possibly even get one started in their town. Because that's something you guys will do, right, Diane?
Sure. If you want to start a group and you have four or five other women that want to join in with you with leading a group, we have our director of local groups, Susan Tolles, that we have all the tools. We do all the back behind the scenes infrastructure that we can help you do that very quickly.
Awesome.
And we just launched in Philadelphia last Thursday.
All right. In 15 seconds or less, tell every woman listening today why they should be part of Forward Women.
Well, there's no other place that you can be in authentic community with women who value being real, authentic, faithful, and you have the opportunity to do life with them.
Diane Patterson, founder of Forward Women, thanks for being on I Work For Him today. Martha and I invite you to join us as an I Work For Him partner. We can change our country through our workplaces, and you can help. Christ followers outside of Tampa Bay and the First Coast desperately need to know that their work matters to God. Help us to take the message of I Work For Him nationwide. Be one of 367 partners to commit to $100 a month for 3 years. Only 2% of Christ followers in America know and understand that their work is a gift from God. Be a gift to the other 98%. Go to iworkforhim.com, click on the Donate Now button, and set up your recurring gift. And be one of 367. Hey, wait, don't turn to another station. I've got a challenge for you. This is Jim Brangenberg, and I want to talk to you about the I Work For Him Nation. I know you already want to be part of something big in your workplace, so why don't you join the I Work For Him Nation today? Watch your very workplace transform before your eyes as you are transformed too. When we recognize that our workplace is our place of mission, it's a paradigm shift of our minds. Go out to iworkforhim.com and click on the I Work For Him Nation flag. Put your faith on notice at work. Join the I Work For Him Nation now.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get 6 free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the GOP will review the sexual assault allegation against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh by the book, with bipartisan interviews on the Judiciary Committee. McConnell criticized Democrats for sitting on the information during weeks of debate on Kavanaugh's nomination. McConnell says he has great confidence in the Senate Judiciary Committee's GOP chairman Chuck Grassley, who has said he will seek interviews with both Ford and Kavanaugh. A tornado has touched down just outside of Richmond, Virginia. It's the second tornado to hit the state as the remnants of Hurricane Florence pass through. The National Weather Service said on Twitter that a confirmed tornado was on the ground in Chesterfield County Monday afternoon. There were no immediate reports of damage or injuries. Officials said earlier that a tornado damaged 3 properties in Mecklenburg County, which is near the border with North Carolina. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 92 points. More details at srnnews.com.
It's time to find a new home through Home Finder Realty. Listing or buying a residential property or planning to build? Call Home Finder Realty. Home Finder Realty can't be beat on property management. Let them handle your problems. Get a quote from them because Robert McDonald promises they will get you the best price on property management, period. Home Finder Realty has a listing in Las Colinas near Intercoastal St. Augustine. 4-bedroom, 3-bath with a lake view and home office. Resort-style amenities, only $296,000. Call Home Finder Realty at 241-5501. Or HFRJax.com.
Anytime is a great time to give flowers to the ones you love. At Kuhn Flowers, we know that all too well. That's why we offer the longest-lasting, most beautiful floral arrangements in Jacksonville. Kuhn Flowers has the perfect flower arrangements for birthdays, holidays, good days, and even bad days. Show that special someone just how much you care with a gift of flowers from Kuhn Flowers. Call us today at 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com.
This half hour of the I Work For Him show is brought to you by Sidera Health, reinventing healthcare, a high-end, affordable healthcare solution with no insurance hassles. Online at Sidera.com. That's Sidera.com.
Welcome back to I Work For Him. We're talking all things four-word women. And Martha, before we get back to that conversation, let's talk about Labor Month, where we're talking about B1 of 367.
That's right, Jim. So for the month of September, we've really just been highlighting the invitation for people to join us and become a partner of I Work For Him and be one of 367 people that are willing to commit to $100 a month for the next 3 years, and how that can expand the influence of I Work For Him across our nation. So just want to keep continuing to extend that invitation to be one of 367. They can go to iworkforhim.com/donate.
That's right. iworkforhim.com/donate. We're so grateful this week to be spending all week long talking about the ministry of fourwordwomen.org. That's the number fourwordwomen.org. This is a ministry dedicated to the ministry of women in their workplace. And you've just heard in the last couple of segments from the founder, Diane Patterson, and now from one of her board members, Catherine Tack. Catherine Tack is a coach. She coaches leading and emerging presidents, CEOs, and senior executives of small to medium businesses. Her blend of experience as a CEO, executive coach, wife, and mother brings a profound depth of wisdom and practical application to the field of leadership. Catherine has a dual career as a wife and mother of three children, Nicole, Aaron, and Ivy, who've already begun their own careers in computer management, graphic design, and pastry arts. That's a child I want to get to know, the pastry arts child. Catherine Tack, welcome to I Work For Him.
What a pleasure it is to be here with all of you.
I'm excited. So tell me, what does it mean to be in the pastry arts, and how cool is it to have a child in pastry arts?
Well, you know, I didn't really know anything about building a business in that, but it's been fun. I know how to bake and to cook, but to start a business is a totally different thing. And so in 5 years, I had to build 14 restaurants. So you can imagine the chaos and what it meant to lead in that. Now, as far as the pastry arts are concerned, that's my daughter's career. Mm-hmm. That takes a lot of different kind of skills and expertise, and she's really good at it. She worked in New York, and now is in California. And we miss her out there, but she's one of the best. She's been written up in Time Magazine, in New York Magazine as one of the best chefs. So.
Wow. That's quite a privilege. Well, if you'd like to, you know, give a shout out to her restaurant in California where she does her pastry work, what's the name of it?
No, she actually works for a winery right now, Parker Winery. So hi, Ivy. How are you today? I hope you're listening.
And the other kids, give them kudos too, right?
Nicole and Aaron are calling mom going, what's the deal?
Yeah, Jim was picking on the on the food.
So. All right, Catherine, we would love, as we do with every new guest on I Work For Him, we ask them this question. How did you come to be a follower of Jesus?
I came to know Jesus. Our family went to church, but we really didn't know who Jesus was. And I went to Vacation Bible School when I was 11 years old, and the pastor started talking about Jesus, and I wanted to get to know him better. So I walked an aisle when I was 11 years old and accepted Christ as my personal Savior. But I don't think I really even began to understand what that meant, of course. So I didn't really commit my life where Jesus was Lord of my life until I was married and went to an amazing church in Livonia, Michigan, called Ward Presbyterian, where they preached the gospel and did preaching of the Word of God. Pastor Hess, and that's where I really committed my life to Christ. My husband and I did.
That's so great when you say I wanted to get to know him better. You know, what a great perspective for all of us to have. So, Catherine, this whole week we are talking about the organization Forward Women. If you would just tell our listeners how you understand Forward Women, what is it all about?
You know, Forward aims to narrow the gap in, I think, connections and resources facing every Christian working woman who's serious about integrating her faith and work. It's not easy, especially here in Chicago where I live, to actually talk about your faith at work anymore. And so Forward is about connecting and supporting and giving the resources to women who are in the workplace who need other women to support them. We want to help them use their God-given potential with confidence so that others can see Christ in them. We really want them to be bold about their faith, not in a brash way, but if they follow their Christian values, they will stand out. Mm-hmm. So we come together here in Chicago. There's a breakfast meetings that we have before they go off to work to really talk about the issues and challenges that they face as a Christian woman in the workplace.
Are there, when you say that, do women experience different kinds of challenges in the workplace than men?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I think, of course, that they do because we're different human beings than men and we think a little differently.
For sure.
There are a lot of women that have strong personalities like many men do. but we do get a bit more into our relationships than men do, and we're not, many of us are not as task oriented, and so it's really important for us to have to balance our relationships at home as well as in the workplace, and we want to do our job really well. So I think, especially if you are married or if you're a single, relationships are really important to you.
You know, Jim, I just want to let our listeners know, if this is intriguing to them at all, that they can find out more on their website, which is forwardwomen.org. And that's the number 4wordwomen.org. And there they can find out there's 24 cities that Forward is currently has active local groups in, but there's also some virtual choices as well where people can get mentored and be aligned with other women that can help them walk through this, even if there's not a local group. So Catherine, you are a part of a local group there in Chicago. How did you first get involved with Forward Women?
Well, I met the gal who actually launched Forward Chicago, the team there, and she wanted me to advise them because of my background. Mm-hmm. And actually, I built 14 restaurants in 5 years, mm-hmm. and so she felt that I could be a help and a support and give some good, sound wisdom. But how I really got entrenched into Forward more was when I met Diane. I felt like my story was a lot like hers in building the business that I had as an entrepreneur and CEO. Mm-hmm. She and I kind of knit our hearts together. Before I knew it, she was asking me to do more and more for other women across the United States and the globe in Forward, and to come to be part of her board of directors to help her make these decisions that were important to meet women where they're at.
Well, let's talk about where women are at in the workplace. One of the things we've seen through many, for many women that we've interviewed over the years, is that they struggle with dealing with the Wonder Woman complex, Superwoman complex, especially women that are out there as executive. Actually, that's not true. Women in the workplace, they struggle with this complex to try to be Superwoman. Did you ever struggle with that?
Absolutely. I had, if you can imagine, I was building 14 restaurants and I had 3 children and a husband, and people would come to me all the time and say, Catherine, how did you build a successful business, raise 3 children and stay married to the same man and make him happy in the process? And that was hard. It wasn't easy. I had to reprioritize my life, and I felt like no matter what I did, I felt like a failure at times. I couldn't seem to meet the needs of my children as much as my husband or the customers that were standing in front of me or the employees. I had 350 employees. I couldn't do it all. And I had to come to a point in my life where I had to really remember that I was working for him and rather than trying to please everyone else. And I couldn't do that. And so I think every woman needs to come to a point where they come to know that only God can be the one that can do that kind of work for you and be the super person for you, rather than you're trying to do that all on your own.
You know, you take that and you fast forward to where you are today and the fact that you have Forward Women as a part of your life. Can you only imagine, and first I just want to remind our listeners that we're talking to Catherine Tack, and she is on the board of directors for Forward Women, and you can find out more about this organization at forwardwomen.org, and that is the number 4. And so Catherine, as you have been involved now with Forward Women, how could you, I mean, I'm assuming that you've taken a lot of your past history of things you learned the hard way and helping women today to better incorporate and better be able to balance that out. Do you see God using that past experience to help the women today?
Well, I have a lot of women that do come to me and ask that question about balance, and that's a myth. Mm-hmm. And so I think we all need to come to the stark reality that balance in life is never going to happen. There'll be certain times in your life where you're overcoming and others where you feel like you're drowning. But yes, I think because I had to go through positionally with people following me because they had to learning how to be in relationship or people follow me because they want to, because leadership is all about influence. And whether we think of ourselves as a leader or not, we do influence people every day, whether we're on the elevator, in a taxi, or inside an organization as a director of a company. People give us permission, and we have to build relationships. And so I think that kind of those phases I went through to getting results, and then I saw that people followed me because of what I did for the organization and for them. So teaching those kind of principles to others now in leadership of what they have to go through before they can, for people to follow them because they want to follow them, is helping them learn how to get through those steps.
For sure. I want to just remind our listeners that we all week long, because of the publisher of a book that was recently published by a bunch of the women from Forward Women called Be Refreshed. It's a devotional for working women. And we are giving away a copy of that every day this week, Jim. And so people can call our listener line at 866-713-9675. That's 866-713-WORK. And you could be entered in to win one of the five copies we'll be giving away this week. And that is a book called Be Refreshed. Specifically for women. Men can call in if they're going to give it to a woman. It's just, there are so few resources like this out in the available for women that are working, that need to be refreshed in the Lord and through scripture. So I just want to invite our listeners to call in and get a copy.
All right, we'll be right back with lots more with Catherine Tack talking about Forward Women. Check them out online, forwardwomen.org. And just remember, be one of 367. Go to iworkforhim.com/donate. Become a partner with this ministry. We'll be right back.
Hey, wait. Don't turn to another station. I've got a challenge for you. This is Jim Brangenberg, and I want to talk to you about the I Work For Him Nation. I know you already want to be part of something big in your workplace, so why don't you join the I Work For Him Nation today? Watch your very workplace transform before your eyes as you are transformed too. When we recognize that our workplace is our place of mission, it's a paradigm shift of our minds. Go out to iworkforhim.com and click on the I Work For Him Nation flag. Put your faith on notice at work. Join the I Work For Him Nation now.
Does your roof need replacing, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, now it's easy to find the right home pro for your project. Log on to home.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to pre-screened remodelers, maids, handymen, roofers, and many other home contractors. Just go to home.servicemagic.com. Service Magic has a network of licensed and insured contractors in hundreds of home improvement categories. If you need a painter, electrician, plumber, or any other home service, visit home.servicemagic.com. It's easy and it's free, and it's the source to find neighbor-recommended contractors in your area. Now you can hire a pre-screened home pro with confidence. Go to home.servicemagic.com. It's quick, it's free, and there's no obligation. Go to home.servicemagic.com. That's home.servicemagic.com.
Jim and I invite you to join us as an I Work For Him partner. We can change our country through our workplaces, and you can help. Christ followers outside of Tampa Bay and the First Coast desperately need to know that their work matters to God. Help us take the message of I Work For Him nationwide. Be one of 367 partners to commit to $100 a month for 3 years. Only 2% of Christ followers in America know and understand their work is a gift from God. Be a gift to the other 98%. Go to iworkforhim.com and click on the Donate Now button and set up your recurring gift. And be one of 367.
Welcome back to I Work For Him. We're talking all things allforwardwomen.org this week, forwardwomen.org, an entire week focused on a ministry touching the lives of women in their workplaces, and we want you to get involved. Forwardwomen.org, that's the number, forwardwomen.org. Before we get back to our guest, Catherine Tack, who's on the board of directors of Forward Women, we'd like to invite you to just remember, all month long we're talking about you becoming a partner with I Work For Him. If you would consider joining our forces, becoming a partner, and being one of 367 partners, committing to $100 a month for the next 36 months to help I Work For Him grow and expand across the country. Because as you're hearing this, you know it's touching your life,
Because when you realized that God really cared about your work, it started to transform your thinking. Across the country, there are millions of Christ followers who need to hear the same message. Help us get the message to them. iworkforhim.com/donate.
And we just really want to thank the people that have stepped up and become partners so far this month, Jim. It's been exciting to see that response. We just really praising the Lord and just continuing to invite people into that process. If they just now heard about it or they have not yet decided what they're going to do. And I pray that they are prayerfully considering their connection to I Work For Him in that way.
And as far as we know, and we check all the time, the only other Faith and Work radio program that's on a weekly basis is right there in Chicago, Illinois. And it's Bob Lambert with Faith Marketplace Radio. Catherine Tack, have you ever been on Bob Lambert's show?
I have, as a matter of fact, to give my testimony and talk about my business.
Fabulous.
That's fantastic.
Well, Chicago's very blessed to have him and Jennifer Villarreal.
That's right. We're very excited to be able to partner with those guys. We got to do a show with them a few weeks back. All right. So Catherine Tack, on the board of director of Forward Women. What is it about Forward Women that you, what's your favorite part about Forward Women?
Well, that's a hard one because I love so many parts. Of course, I love the mentoring program because as an executive coach, I love to mentor others, and I feel I have this conviction every day that I wake up that as an older woman, I should be teaching the younger women what is good. And the only thing that is good is Jesus, of course. So I love the mentoring program, but the one-on-one in the groups, the local group mm-hmm. is where you can see them face to face and be with them. And I feel like I'm really part of that group because we're together praying for one another, challenging one another, and also supporting one another when we go through crises or when we actually have our successes. So I really enjoy the local group, and I do a breakfast meeting once a month with about 25 professional working women who are Christians, and it's really amazing.
That's fabulous. So that's what's happening in Chicago, is that there's women that are meeting together on a monthly basis for Forward Women in a breakfast situation. And they can learn more about that on the website, which is forwardwomen.org, and find the local group in their area as well. I think that in each different city, it looks a little bit different because of just the personalities of who's leading it. But Catherine, you're kind of spearing, you know, you're leading the way there in Chicago, and I know that they're very thankful for that. Touch on the mentoring program just a little bit as far as what that, you said that that is one of the things you really, you know, also like besides the one-on-one, because our listeners may not yet have heard about that. What does that mentoring program look like?
The mentoring program, it is a 10 weeks. You go through 10 weeks, and there is actually a structured process that you go through, and you are matched with a mentee that, so for instance, if I, as a business owner, maybe there's another woman out there who has multiple departments that she has to run, they would match me up with her because of the duplicity of everything that mm-hmm. you have to do with multiple departments. So the exciting thing is that you get matched very well, and during that time, you have an hour every week for 10 weeks to go through with the mentee as a mentor to helping them with their goals that they want to achieve during that process. It's a very intimate process because you can talk about your faith and you can pray with them, which is highly unusual in other mentors programs that I've been through.
That's a really...
You can give them, it's really amazing. The difference is like night and day because I've done other mentor programs with other organizations, and this really sets it apart.
And, you know, Jim, the reason I wanted to highlight that is because we're heard all over the country. There may not be a local group where the people are listening currently, but the mentoring program can be done on a virtual basis. And so that's something that people can start without there being a local group. And then maybe it'll evolve into starting something in their city. But that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, and what I love, Catherine, about mentoring is that it's the feeding of one life into another, which is what disciple. I mean, that's just what Jesus had in mind. It's just a fantastic model. Mm-hmm. I love that. All right, so you're a leadership coach, and you're an expert. I mean, you had 350 employees. You had to be really good at it, because when you're running restaurants, 350 of those employees, and the majority of them minimum wage employees, probably. And so exactly. It's very not an easy task. What is, as you look at the crisis of leadership in business today, specifically with regard to women in business, what do you see the biggest thing that women are struggling with when it comes to leadership?
Well, I think that it's confidence. It's usually that they're going to be, they think that they don't know everything. So what they don't know, they're scared that they're going to run into something where somebody's going to find them out, that they're not as confident as they look. And so they lack a tremendous amount of confidence. I think most men go into situations where they feel fairly confident because they have this ability.
No, it's most men go into places confident because we have this false bravado. We're just like, we don't really know what's going on, but we're going to make it look good.
They don't act like it at all.
We can't say that, but you as a man can say
that. We're good fakers. There's no question.
I know that because I work with a lot of men.
Yes, for sure.
And you've been married for a long time.
Yeah. The woman is afraid to talk about it. She's like, right. Until she sits in front of an executive coach, she's afraid to say, I think I'm going to be found out that I'm not really as good as they think I am, probably to tell the truth to most people. So as a leader, I think that's the biggest thing in leadership is lack of confidence for women, because they usually don't get the promotion and they're not getting some of the fair shakes that they should be getting out there in the workforce. And they've been at times felt devalued or undervalued because of the wages that they get, things like that. But
so how do you speak into women when they're you see that they're lacking confidence and yet you know that they're in a place of leadership and perhaps they actually have the abilities, but they're just lacking in the confidence? What are you speaking into them to help them get to a more confident place?
Well, first of all, not with everyone can I speak about the Bible, but usually I begin with who they are and what matters most to them and what their purpose is in life. And if I can help them identify what their greatest strengths and talents are and where that's working for them, then we can build on their confidence to see that they really are doing better than they think they are. Mm-hmm. And it always begins with a 360 feedback in the beginning so that they get the affirmation from others around them, and it's usually very good. There's, of course, you're going to get the feedback where they need to improve, but to get affirmation from those who are around them, that usually helps with their confidence. But confidence building begins with your daily habits. As you start changing some of the disciplines that you do from day to day, that can build confidence. So I ask them things like, what do you do that makes you feel more confident in a day? Well, usually it's showing up on time. It's simple things like that. Mm. Usually it's dressing differently. Usually it's going to bed earlier, because when we're more prepared, we feel more confident.
Sure.
Just to give you a simple illustration of where I begin.
And those are great because they're so practical that it doesn't seem unattainable. So it's exciting to be able to speak that into women.
So Jen, when women get involved in Forward Women, are you dealing with practical topics like that?
Absolutely. We talk about confidence. We talk about doing a superwoman stance so that they feel more confident. And we actually stand up and kind of do those kind of poses. We talk about being more authentic with people, being your real self. How can you really be more self-aware by understanding who you are as a person and your identity in Christ? And begin there. It's really about God confidence rather than your
That's
own
awesome.
Confidence. But
well,
He wants you to be a success as well.
Absolutely. Catherine Tack, thanks so much for sharing just a little bit of your heart and your passion for Forward Women. Thanks for being an I Work For Him today.
Well, thank you for having me. It was quite a treat.
Make sure you check out Forward Women online, the number 4wordwomen.org, 4wordwomen.org, and tune in all week long to hear stories from women across the country sharing how God is impacting their workplace. You've been listening to I Work For Him with your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg. We're Christ followers. Our workplace, it's our mission field, but ultimately,
I work for him.
FM 100.3, W262 AG Jacksonville, AM 1600 WZNZ, Atlantic Beach, Jacksonville.
It's time to find a new home through Home Finder Realty. Listing or buying a residential property or planning to build? Call Home Finder Realty. Home Finder Realty can't be beat on property management. Let them handle your problems. Get a quote from them because Robert McDonald promises they will get you the best price on property management, period. Home Finder Realty has a listing in Las Colinas near Intercoastal St. Augustine, 4 bedrooms, 3 baths with a lake view and home office. Resort style amenities only $296,000. Call Home Finder Realty at 241-5501 or hfrjacks.com.
At Underwoods, we know what it takes to be one of the South's most trusted jewelers. Our reputation was made by carrying the finest quality. I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and we're proud to bring Forevermark diamonds to North Florida. Only 1% of the world's diamonds are eligible to become Forevermark. They're the world's most carefully selected diamonds that you can be proud to give and wear forever. The Forevermark icon invisibly inscribed on each diamond is proof of the Forevermark promise that each diamond is beautiful, rare, and responsibly sourced. Their exceptional beauty is unleashed by the world's finest craftsmen using skill and artistry passed down by generations. Forevermark diamonds benefit the communities from which they're sourced and are individually cared for from the mine to her finger. Underwoods is Jacksonville's authorized Forevermark jeweler, so make the right decision and come by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, and the Shops of Pontevedra.